Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. A kind reminder that when you are making dua for yourself and your family and your community, then make dua for the ummah as well. Make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that for the sake of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, that he grants relief to the ummah, shifa and cure to those who are sick and suffering, and protection against the oppressors. Well, today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are going to be talking about overcoming challenges and how patience and perseverance is pivotal, is so important in order for us to carry on despite the knocks that we receive in life, despite the failures, despite the negativity, besides falling down many a times. The trick is to persevere with patience, with good intentions, to pick yourself up, dust yourself, and keep marching forward until you fall down again. And that's the way a person can reach their destination, can attain their goals. But if a person falls down and stays down, then how can they achieve what they set out to achieve? What is important is to keep picking ourselves back up, not just ourselves, but to uplift others as well, to also motivate and encourage others who feel that, you know, what's the use? I've tried and I've tried. We just keep trying, keep putting in the effort, change your strategy. So we're going to be talking about these things in a short while, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Let's recall the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrum Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. The one who recites Salat ala Nabi Durud Pak 50 times daily on the Day of Judgment, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that I will shake hands with that person. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So don't stop your recitation of Durud Pak, of Dhikrullah, Istighfar. Daily recite the glorious Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman. Daily do your best. Do your best to abstain from sins, to practice the sunnah, to fulfill rights of others, and to obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam and we'll continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Main chhore ja raha hoon dar tumhara ya Rasoolullah,
ya Rasoolullah.
Main chhore ja raha hoon dar tumhara ya Rasulullah, bulana jald mujhko phir khuda ra ya Rasulullah.
Main chhore
ja raha hoon. رسول اللہ نگاہیں گنبد خضرا کو تکتی اور جھک جاتی نگاہیں گنبد خضرا کو تکتی اور جھک جاتی نظر سے چھپ گیا اب وہ نظارہ یا رسول اللہ نظر سے چھپ گیا اب وہ نظارہ یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ نہ جانے پھر میسر حاضری ہو کب تیرے در کی نہ جانے پھر میسر حاضری ہو کب تیرے در کی سلام آخری لے لو ہمارا یا رسول اللہ سلام آخری لے لو ہمارا یا رسول اللہ چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بولا سنا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ یہ آنکھیں رو رہی ہیں اور دل پر غم کا غلبہ ہے آنکھیں رو رہی ہیں اور دل پر غم کا غلبہ ہے کہ پھر یاد آ گیا روزہ تمہارا یا رسول اللہ کہ پھر یاد آ گیا روزہ تمہارا یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ وہ ممبر کی بہاریں اور وہ محراب کا جلوہ وہ ممبر کی بہاریں اور وہ محراب کا جلوہ ملے گا کب مجھے ایسا نظارہ یا رسول اللہ ملے گا کب مجھے ایسا نظارہ یا رسول اللہ چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بولا سنا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ تمہیں رخصت مجھے اے کاش ایسا سوز مل جاتا دمِ رخصت مجھے اے کاش ایسا سوز مل جاتا کہ ہو جاتا میرا دل پارا پارا یا رسول اللہ کہ ہو جاتا میرا دل پارا پارا یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں درد تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. I'm sure you would have enjoyed that kalam. Continue listening to these kalams. Go onto YouTube and check out our official page called Naat Production. You'll find different types of kalams by different reciters. These kalams are there to also help develop the love of Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi wa Sallam in our hearts. The love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliyaullah. Get your children, your offspring also used to listening and reciting. May Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They say life fluctuates. The emotional state of a person fluctuates. A person wouldn't be happy all the time or sad all the time. Some are more happy than others for most of the time, and others are more sad than other people for more of the time. As human beings, we face times of ease, times of difficulties. Sometimes great challenges are there. Perhaps a person would be experiencing financial difficulties at one stage in their life, at another stage, financial prosperity. The environment that they are in could be pleasant, or their health could deteriorate. So from one aspect, it would be positive. Another aspect could be negative. We all have accomplishments that we wish to achieve, ambitions. There's so many things that individually we have. Some things are common. Everybody wants to be financially stable. Everybody wants security, safety. We want sukoon, tranquility in our lives. Because ultimately, a person desires this. Fulfillment, happiness, peace of mind, contentment of heart. We want our homes to be pleasant. We want obedient children. And other forms of happiness should enter our lives. And when we are confronted with difficult situations, with challenges, then we should put into perspective, and that will help us to deal with the challenge that we are facing, the difficulty that we are facing. If we do not, and if we cave in because of financial problems, domestic discord, failure in maybe examinations, work-related issues, illness, disunity, enmity within the family, and so forth. If we do not deal with it productively, it could lead to our own ruin. It could remove every form of peace that we have, and a person could end up slipping into something which is prevalent today, and that is depression, negative thoughts, negative thinking, which can open the doors to so many sins of backbiting, of jealousy, bad thinking for fellow Muslims. There are different types of people with different temperaments, different mentalities. Different types of people deal with challenges differently. One group of people are those who don't get worried during the times of difficulty. They don't worry. They understand that this world is a test. That's what it is. This is not Jannah. This is not paradise for you and I. In Jannah, in paradise, problem-free, stress-free, tension-free, worry-free, difficulty-free. This is the testing place. With the believer in particular, the believer is tested. It's the prison, a narration says, it's a prison for the believer and a paradise for the disbeliever. What a beautiful analogy. Because in the prison you're confined, you are restricted. Your freedom is taken away. You can't do as you please when you want to. There's only certain things you can do. You are in confined spaces. So the believer has restrictions, what we call the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law. You have your do's, you have your don'ts, your halal, your haram, your permitted, your impermissible. We are governed by the law of Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because a Muslim is one who submits to the will of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one category of people, they have developed and strengthened their emotional intelligence. Not to become emotional when they are faced with a challenge, with a problem, with a difficulty. They don't become nervous, anxious, worried, stressed out. They control themselves, the emotions, with courage, with bravery, in order to overcome the difficulty that they are facing, individually or as a family. They try to become the hero of the family, meaning to give everybody else that himmat, that courage. Don't worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our supporter. We will get through this. How many problems I had in the past? How many difficulties and challenges came my way in the past which I overcame? They're not there anymore. This is now a new difficulty we are facing. If we work together, we can overcome this. And so it is so important to have a supportive base. That's what the family is. The family is your support structure, your initial and primary support structure. To lean on each other, to back each other, to support each other. Whatever the challenge is in the front, whatever the difficulty is. Of course, all the other things need to be in their places, like whatever is obligatory, like the salahs. Keep making dua. Ask each other to make dua. So that first category of people, they develop themselves. It's not something that just happens. We have to refine our character. We have to build our patience and perseverance levels. We have to master this, what they call emotional intelligence, the control over the emotions. And together with your support base, this difficulty as well, this challenge that is in front of you, you will overcome it through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you get another category of people that they get very worried at times of difficulties, when the challenges arise. They become afraid, thinking of what's going to happen, what's going to happen. They become stressed out, and they stress others out as well. So such people end up creating more problems for themselves and those around them. And it's like a parable of some of these people are like a rabbit in the jungle who started to shout out, "The sky has fallen, the sky has fallen." When the other animals looked up and they saw the sky was in its place, they asked the rabbit, "Where has the sky fallen? How has the sky fallen? It's still in its place." And the rabbit replies, "I was standing under a certain tree, and that is where the sky fell onto my head." When the animals investigated that certain tree, and they found out that this is untrue. Perhaps the tree has, the branch has fallen down, and therefore the rabbit was thinking that the sky had fallen down and was trying to inform the others of something which was untrue that they misunderstood. And then others got worried, like, how? And then you have another category of people, a third group of people. They are those who become so afraid that they lose courage. And the stress, the high levels of stress that they put upon themselves leads to medical issues like heart attacks, high blood pressure, and some reach the point of suicidal thoughts, which is of course forbidden in Islam, totally haram, prohibited, and leads to the hellfire. In fact, there's a book that I would advise for you to read. You can obtain it from Maktabatul Madina, the publications department and bookshop of Dawud Islami, or download it for free from dawudislami.net, Antidote to Suicide or Suicidal Thoughts, which is on the increase. Even amongst Muslims, in particular Muslim youngsters, because who's teaching them how to deal with their feelings, with their emotions? Parents, right? Supposed to. Parents are supposed to teach their children how to deal with problems. And so that comes to problem-solving skills. With that, anger management, time management, conflict resolution, emotional intelligence, how to build it, how to control it, how to control the desires, the ego, the self. The primary teachers are the mother and the father. Over a period of time, according to the understanding as a child, when they want to teach them responsibility, to be responsible for their actions, to work individually and as a whole, as a group, and not to sugarcoat it. Parents, don't sugarcoat. Everything is fine. There's no issues. There's no problems. Because when they get out into the world, then they will see something else. It's everybody for themselves. And you're going to work at times with difficult people, with people whose approach is terrible, with people of bad characters, bad influence. Before that time comes, help your child, teach your child. One of the best ways is by role playing. Children love stories through stories and through role playing scenarios, different, and bring it down, water it down to their understanding, their level. They will learn the lessons in that. Other things to teach your children to become independent, that autonomy. But all of this, whatever you're going to teach them, part of life skills, must be contained within the Islamic sacred law. Above all, what we need to teach them and train their mind is to that I must live my life to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must live my life to obey Allah azza wa jalla and my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how I need to live my life if I want true and ultimate success. That's the base, because foundational is Islamic values, Islamic teachings. All of this has to be set in from the beginning. So challenges are going to be there, whether I like it or not. Not everything is going to go according to my way. I will have expectations. It's not necessary that they will be fulfilled from the world, from people that I'm with, from my colleagues, whether in school, university, at the workplace, in public spaces. Not everybody is going to have your same point of view, you're going to get many people that differ with you. And some of them are even wrong, but they will still defend their point of view. That's where you teach that let's agree to disagree. You know, we agree on this, that we don't agree. So this is part of the mind making that we have to do in the home. So they can apply these skills in school and elsewhere as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So overcoming challenges, if we study the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, of the Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt, Awliyaullah, the pious predecessors, the great scholars of Islam, do you think that they did not have any challenges, any difficult days? They had many more than you and I. Very, very challenging times that they went through. How did they handle it? They persevered. And this is key to progress. If I want to move forward, perseverance with patience. Because this is essentially what sabr is, to patiently persevere, to keep moving forward, even if it's a few steps till the next obstacle comes. And then you have to, if you need to change your strategy off away, either to go through the obstacle or around it or over it or under it, change is inevitable. It's going to happen whether we like it or not. Just like how challenges are going to be there, because this is the testing place. The grave, if you prepared, is the resting place. So if we prepare ourselves, and again, the starting point is the mind, the mindset. You change your mindset and you change everything. I can overcome this through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the help of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, I will overcome this. That's what happens. You have that PMA, positive mental attitude, and you move forward with good intentions. So long what you want to achieve is not something forbidden, haram, then you're just going to invite more problems and difficulties in your life, which is going to last till the grave and the hereafter. If a person did not make sincere tawbah and repent in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's extremely helpful, not just to read so that, you know, hey, I read all the books of seerah, I read all the books of Islamic books of history. And no, study it. Take the lessons. There's plenty of lessons in the blessed life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go with the ahadith, with the shuruhat, with the explanations. Remember, always from authentic sources, authentic scholars, authentic books. And you don't need to go, you know, searching, where must I find these? Dawud-e-Islami has done a favor to you and I. Plenty of material is available for us to refine ourselves, to build our patience, our perseverance on how to overcome challenges. Go to the internet and so many beautiful articles are there. So many books are available which you can download for free. And like that, always try to be in a positive environment with positive people. You'll feel positive. But if you are in an environment or with company or with so-called friends that are always doing nasty things, evil things, negative, then it's, you know, all of that's going to enter into your head or as well. Self-control is important. Whenever we are faced with a problem, we have to overcome those challenges. Otherwise, we stay stuck where we are. A negative mindset afflicts us with great danger. Anxiety, anger, frustration. Person feels helpless. If you search for the positive, you will find it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in His control and power. A positive mindset paves the way for tolerance, courage, bravery, and a way out of the problem. You know, they say, never ever stop. Never ever stop your self-development. And so the life skills that we mentioned previously, like problem solving, we should learn these things instead of wasting time away on all those shorts and reels and doom scrolling, just, you know, for entertainment. Learn something. Learn a life skill. Learn about time management, about critical thinking. Keep developing yourself. Use that time if you have any spare time. Use it not just for entertainment, but to develop yourself. One of the key factors to self-development is to learn problem-solving skills. The mind has to be positive. As I remember, one of our senior members of Dawud Islami, one of the Rukni Shura, mentioned something so profound that if you think positive, again, starts with the mindset. If you think positive, if you think good, you will speak good. You will do good. And good things will happen around you. Inshallah. So don't become a victim of anxiety. Don't allow a negative mindset to overcome you. Because you are there to overcome the challenge. And a negative, you know, view of things is not going to help you overcome the challenges and difficulties that you are facing. Someone has rightfully said that worrying during difficult times is the actual difficulty. Sometimes, you know, they call it a storm in a teacup. The problem could actually be really easy to solve, but because I become negative, then, you know, I see it like, hey, it's a storm, but it's in a teacup. You can solve it. We can reduce the difficulty of a situation and overcome the challenge by 50% if we enhance our self-control. And linked to that is control over the emotions. What else can I do to build my resilience, my perseverance to overcome the challenges ahead or that I'm currently facing? In fact, this is supposed to be number one. Reliance in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep turning to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Don't feel hopeless. Everything is in His control and power. If He wills, He can change things very quickly. And then we would think, hey, you know, I was going through so dark days of difficulties, and alhamdulillah, you know, I overcame them. Doesn't mean there's not going to be any other dark days in the future. We can't see, of course. There would be some kind of difficulty, some kind of illness, some what is going to happen. But at least I can prepare my mind and turn back to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember Allah Almighty. It is absolutely certain that the tranquility of the heart is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we feel trapped in a difficulty, remember your creator, remember our nourisher of the universes, your heart will find some solace. When you are faced with a challenge, with a difficulty, then immediately recite, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That we belong to Allah. And only to Him we are to return. mentioning the virtue of doing this, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has mentioned that whoever recites Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un at the time of difficulty, Allah Almighty will remove his difficulty, will produce a positive outcome and grant a replacement with which he is pleased. So it's easy to cave in. It's easy to become negative. And you know who likes that? Who wants that? The open enemy, Shaitan. It makes him happy when we become negative, when we feel helpless, when we feel hopeless. It makes him happy. He wants us to get frustrated. He wants us ultimately to say things that could be detrimental to our iman. So he whispers negativity. He whispers all these evils, negatives, in order that we get pushed to the edge and we feel like helpless, hopeless, you know, nothing is working out. Every time I'm trying something, there's a block, there's an obstacle. Difficulty upon difficulty. One other thing that can help us deal with difficulties, to remember the difficulties of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and the pious people. They were the pious people, close to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they were not free of challenges and difficulties. So we need to build our resilience. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, study the seerah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the pious people, the Sahaba ikram, and extract the lessons, especially on how they dealt with difficulties and overcame challenges. Let's watch a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Holy Quran, Suratul Baqarah, verse 153, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanusta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. O believers, seek help from patience and prayer. Whenever you are going through tough times in life or things are not in your favor, turn your attention to the Creator, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Offer salah and seek help. Once you adopt this method, you will see that the difficulties will turn into ease. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, as long as you are engaged in salah, you are knocking on the door of the king. For those who constantly knock the door of the king, the door is eventually opened. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So, overcoming challenges requires courage on our part. It requires resilience, fortitude to keep marching forward, to be the positive one. If everybody thought like this, that let me be the positive one so I can support the next one, you'll have a positive environment. It will be much more conducive to tackle the problem positively, productively. Take for example, anger management. If a person understands that in my fit of anger, if I have to just say anything, I'm going to have regrets later on. So the mind, we need to tell our minds that no, when I'm calm and collected, then I will address the situation with the individual, because it's easy just to let it out productively, not by taunting and any other negative way. So overcoming, we need to develop the skills to persevere and to overcome those issues that we are facing with our lives. Create a mindset that change is inevitable, it's going to happen. Difficult days are going to come. They don't last forever. The glorious Quran informs us in Surah Al-Inshirah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, فَإِنَّمَا عَلْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّمَا عَلْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. That indeed, with difficulty comes ease. With difficulty comes ease. And know that we're going through a test. And am I passing this test or am I failing miserably? I have to do my best. It's one test, the test of life, before the angel of death comes, and that this test of life is over. Know that if I want to overcome these problems and difficulties, I need to obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I need to learn my deen. I need to know my deen. So Islamic knowledge is of utmost importance. As scholars mention, sometimes the difficulty you are facing, the problem you are facing, the sickness that you have, is because of ridding us of sins. Getting rid of sins. Sometimes it's there to elevate our status in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a blessed hadith mentions, a summary of which is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined a high station for one of His slaves, meaning you and I humans, believers, and if the person cannot reach there with the good deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends difficulties to that person. Financial problems, family problems, sickness. And grants that person patience to persevere, to bear those difficulties, those challenges. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises that person to that high station that He destined for that individual. So this is how we need to look at it. This is looking at it realistically and positively. And know that the problem you are facing, the difficulty, whether it's minor or major, it could be that it is there to avert a greater calamity. Somebody saw a wound, an injury on the foot of Sayyidina Muhammad bin Wasi' rahmatullahi ta'ala, and said, I really feel pity for you. You must be going through lots of pain because of that injury. He replied, I have been thanking Allah Almighty since I have had this wound that it has not appeared in my eye. Look at how they taught. I've got an injury on my foot. If my eye was injured, we can think like that also. It's about to train your brain. Think like this. I know one day difficulties will end. If not before, when our life ends, all our problems of this dunya disappear. The greatest of the greatest problem that I have, it's gone. But the true difficulties and challenges and problems will start in the grave if I did not prepare. If I did not adequately prepare. Take responsibility for your actions. Divert your attention away from difficulties. Increase your morale, your resilience. This will help you to overcome those challenges. Surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself and don't be in negative environments. Surround yourself with people that, you know, make you feel good, that motivate you. These ideas, these tips, if we implement, we will see great changes, positive changes in our life. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.